We are up to Simin Shin Ches. The halachas of Muktzah, we're up to Sif Mem Vav, and we'll be finishing the Simin. Sif Mem Vav. Also, lo says tachas at silov zera toloim sha'osin hameshi b'pnei sha'osur b'tiltul v'o'chu molid b'chumo. The silkworms, the little eggs that they're in, people would carry them in their armpits, and if you do that, or to carry it anywhere next to your body is usur. First of all, they're muktzah, but aside from that, you warm them up and you cause the eggs to hatch, and then the silkworm comes out of it. So these are two reasons why it's usur on Shabbos. Mem zayin. Yesh osim letaltel beget shatnez v'yesh matirim dezamachlokis. If clothing that is shatnez is muktzah machmas gufo. Whereas the matirim say that lamaisa it's clothing, it's a beged. The halach is like the first day that it is usur. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah paskins not to carry a mashkin of a non-Jew. Memches mutar letaltel menifa b'shabbos lavriach hazvuvim. A fly swatter is a kli shemalat l'isur. It's made to kill flies, whereas you're allowed to use it to chase away flies. Mem tes machbedo shemachavdem em akarka mutar letaltlam. These are like brooms. The Mishnah Berurah says that that's the shita samachaber that's sweeping the floor is mutter. But according to the Ramah, that sweeping the floor is usur, it's a klisha malato la'isur. But the Bir Halacha later ends up telling us that in a place where all the floors of the, or all the homes of the, in town are floored, that there's no gzera of sweeping. The isur sweeping is that you're straightening out the floor, which is not true when you have when the floor is floored. So for us, this would not be usur, would not be muktzah. Sifnun harajba matir letatla itstrolab b'shabbos. An itstrolab which showed all the different positions of the stars. So according to the Rajba, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. According to the Rami, you're not allowed to read it on Shabbos. So according to the Rajba, it's movable. According to the Rambam, it may be yasser. It may be usur. It's usur to use it. The question is it usur to move on Shabbos? Lamaisa, the Gra paskins like the Rajba altogether, and even according to the Rambam, he says that according to the Rambam, it's not mukta. Sifnun Aleph, Mashemora lashos. So mashemora lashosh akorin vilozo bein shuhu shalchol bein shuhu shalmin acher yesh listapik amuto letaltelo. Kfar pashet aminig lesa. This is an hourglass. An hourglass is mukta because it's like medida. It's like measuring. So it's a kli shemalachto leiser. But letzar gufa makomo it is mutter. Now how about a wristwatch? That is mutter. Whereas a watch that's meant to be a clock that's meant to be on the wall, that would be mukta. Sifnun beis mukta lashir meva mukta vafil aniyim ematatlanos. Some pshat here is that it all depends on the owner. If the owner is wealthy and as a result of it he throws out all the small pieces of material, that's not a problem. They would not be, that would be a problem. It is muktzah. Whereas if he's a poor person, and to him that's usable, it would not be muktzah. So the halacha is that if something belongs to an ashir, and is therefore muktzah, it's muktzah for everybody. If something belongs to an ani, the halacha is that it would be mutter.